بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صحابة الكرام، من يشم قطر البزاز المؤكد أن بعدته remember Allah so much. So they are so engrossed with the zikr of Allah, remembers Allah in every way of life, that when they come to the masjid, they become more engrossed with Allah Ta'ala. They show so much respect to the masjid. Sad to say that when we come to the masjid, we make the masjid the bazaars. It's very sad. Because you don't have that intention that you're making ziyarat of Allah. If you have the intention of warming, going of work, you come to the masjid, you make this intention that I'm going to the masjid to make ziyarat of Allah, how you go? You haven't got that. This is what is lacking to us. We have made the masjid the bazaars. In our life, existence lies on the zikr of Allah. Our life, existence of our life, right on? Zikr. What does it mean, zikr of Allah? In other words, remembrance of Allah. Remembrance. A person may go to the shop, he's doing his business, but he's not making zikr that time. He's not making zikr, but he is in zikr in which way? That he's doing everything with according to Allah's command. Everything that is doing according to Allah's command, that person is zikr muzakir. Likewise, you find a person is making zikr of Allah Ta'ala at this time, but in reality he's not making zikr. His businesses are not according to Allah's commands. Everything that he does is against Allah Ta'ala. Then he is making zikr, but that is not zikr. Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is that every occasion, whatever you are doing, it reminds you this is the command of Allah. If you are doing according to that and you do not take one time Allah's name, in the business you are very busy. You are so busy you can't take one time Subhanallah. But everything that you do, the control of your eyes, the control of your neck, ears, control of your tongue, everything you do accordingly, how Allah Ta'ala wants you to do, then you are muzakir. Then you are muzakir. Because the command of Allah Ta'ala. When a doctor also receives him, he may not make zikr, he thinks, what happened now? I didn't make no zikr. But he does not realize that making zikr means to remember Allah Ta'ala in every condition. In every occasion, every condition, every occasion to remember Allah Ta'ala is very important. And remember that because we are, the reason is because day and night we are involved in the eating and drinking and other activities of the world. We think that this is the world, this is what we are supposed to be doing. Our life is this, that eating, drinking and other activities of this world, that what we call, for us, we call life. Call life. This is our life. Night and day. Because, but we have to undertake this in that the one purpose of our life is one come to be more reality of life is to remember Allah Ta'ala to become close to Him. Everything that you do must be according to that. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this much, that a person who is making zikr is amongst those people who are careless and inattentive, will take a person like a person is like a dead person. One person making zikr of Allah Ta'ala and among the people of Allah, they are not making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that he is only one person alive there. All other persons are dead. But the person that brings life into you is what? The zikr. Whatever happens, don't bring life into you, is zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And you do not have the basic content, that's the meaning of that. There's meaning of that amongst you. So Allah Ta'ala, relation with Allah Ta'ala is creation, is how you deal with Allah, Allah deal with you. You must understand this much, how you deal with Allah Ta'ala, Allah deal with you. You deal with Allah Ta'ala in this way, not with majlis or what? If you look at how distant you are with Allah Ta'ala or near with Allah Ta'ala. So how you deal with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala deal with you. If you deal with Allah Ta'ala in the way He is supposed to deal, then you become more dear to you. Man taqarrama. You become one step to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala deal two steps. Two steps. 1 yard, 2 yards.
If you run to Allah, Allah will grab you. Mahajjah, you know, the way Hazrat to say, like, you know, like Allah is grabbing him. They could say those things in that condition. Why don't we take steps to go to more near to Allah Ta'ala? So in other words, making zikr Allah Ta'ala, but are you going near or not? You have to go more near and near to Allah Ta'ala, the more near you, the Allah Ta'ala goes more near to you. But if you don't go away from Allah Ta'ala, everything that is happening in this world is not because of the wrong, because of anything. It's the Muslims themselves, how they behave with Allah. Do not blame anyone else for our wrongdoings. We have done all the wrongs that caused all the harm that things did. Why is it you say, India, close to 1,000 years the Muslims are ruling. The only reason for them is because Musliman neighbor. One person told us, Tamir Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, ab Hindu, Hindu nahi rahe. Ab Hindu, Hindu nahi rahe. Nahi nahi, ab Musliman, Musliman nahi rahe. Ab Musliman, if he say, ab woi Hindu, he say, ab Musliman, ab woi Hindu, how will it be go? There will be more direct respect. So everything that you look into your life, you come to understand that what is going wrong is with all we are going wrong. No one else is going wrong. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala is always with us. So making zikr of Allah Ta'ala is to bring about a relation with Allah Ta'ala, which is very important. If you intansullah yansurkum, if you assist Allah, Allah will assist you. Now if you not assist the Allah, what does it mean you assist Allah? Assist Allah Ta'ala whatever is command you to fulfill those commands. Then Allah Ta'ala fulfill your desires too. But if you only fulfill those desires which you want to, and do not fulfill all his desires, then how do you expect Allah Ta'ala to fulfill your desires? One is to fulfill your desires, one is to fulfill his desires in every way of life. If a person fulfills Allah's desires in every way of life, that is now fulfill Allah's command. But if a person fulfills desire of certain things, at least certain things that he is fulfilling his nafs. What is suiting him will do, what is not suit not do. Now you can decide for yourself, the majlis taking place, each one must look into himself. Do not look at the next person's habit and life. Look into your own life and see what am I, how far I am or how near I am. And if you got good qualities in you, you may shukr to Allah Ta'ala and be more. And if you got any qualities of that kind which is not go with Allah Ta'ala, then you must make shukr, maybe istighfar, and try to put yourself right. If you don't put yourself right, how will Allah Ta'ala will put you? So exist in the in. And if Allah Ta'ala, if you want to meet me, I love to meet you more. That person only understands that Allah Ta'ala, if you say, man, that person would love to meet Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, I love to meet you more than that. And just imagine if you meet Allah Ta'ala and you want the love for Allah. How many of us love to meet Allah? You can ask that question yourself. If you really love Allah Subhanahu to meet Allah Ta'ala, what would you do? When you meet someone who's very close to you and very, very dear to you, then no matter what happens, you want to meet that person and give you any kind of condition you fulfill it. Allah Ta'ala's condition. The love. So the question in this verse is man habba nufa. Then he said, Allah Ta'ala loves that person. Allah Ta'ala waits for that person who wants to come to me. Allah will. Look at that person, he turned away from me. I did not turn away from him. Now if you turn away from Allah Ta'ala, how do you expect Allah Ta'ala to turn towards you? So this is what it is. That Allah loves. That when he is giving me to a person, then it's but kuruni akurkuruni. This is so nice if you knew you are. He's given us the remedy that if you remember me, I will remember you. You remember me, fadkuruni adkurukum. But if you do not remember me, what are you? I also remember you. When a person remembers Allah Ta'ala in a quiet, Allah Ta'ala also remembers in a quiet. You are quiet with Allah Ta'ala, quiet alone. Allah Ta'ala also remembers at that occasion. And then you do not know, man, when you really come quiet and no one there, and then you see how Allah Ta'ala meets you, then you want to meet him all the time. But you don't have that.
And if you meet in a crowd, Allah Ta'ala meet with a better crowd, the faristas. Allah Ta'ala. Now just imagine if you speak, well, you become more close to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala remembers you. So my Banda is remembering me, now I am remembering among the faristas. What better than that? That's what Allah Ta'ala says. That my certain Banda, I love him too much, O Jibreel. O Jibreel, I love him too much, you must also love him. Just imagine how Allah Ta'ala does. No, it's a thing that you remember. It's all our fault that our love is not Allah Ta'ala what it's supposed to be. For 40 days, just do what you're supposed to do, the correct thing, and see what you see. Although don't look for any results. But do it for 40 days. Allah Ta'ala says, oh Jibreel, I love this person so much, you must also love him. Jibreel said, all the faristas, you must love this person, Allah Ta'ala love this person. The faristas come down the earth and tell the people of the world. Otherwise, who is coming near you? Who is coming close to you? Allah Ta'ala puts into the hearts. The faristas say, if Allah loves this person, you must also go near him. So love is coming from there. So likewise, you know, in the gathering to Allah Ta'ala, give the thing. Person desire. If a person desires that he wants Allah Ta'ala to remember him all the time, who does not want that? If a person has the desire that Allah Ta'ala must love him all the time, what is the meaning of that? I must do those things that Allah Ta'ala remembers me. Now you don't have the desire, what is the meaning? Naturally, Damaz is not everything. There is a Quran, not everything. Every moment a moment is a zakir. Every moment, moment is zakir. Zakir means a remember of Allah Ta'ala every moment. And the more you remember him, the more he remembers you too. The desire comes in person. Like for a person, you come to realize, a person is a very important person or a king or whatever he is. And he knows your name comes out there. And the king, you know, he gives you so much of praises and all that. The president called you. And gives, you know, in the papers, the king, your name came out there. And you know, he came to know, hey, I think. What happens to you? You know, move that time. But that, what is that? That is nothing. And if Allah Ta'ala praises you, the kings of the kings. So if you for a person in the world, you get so carried away. And if Allah Ta'ala remembers Allah, then what you should be doing? What position you should be doing? How you must feel about it? So the most important thing is this, you get so excited, that you must be able to understand that how to make this close to Allah, that the most important, that is zikr of Allah. The zikr of Allah. Because all the time to make all the kind of all nonsense that you carry on with, but we have not the time to make zikr of Allah. In Jannah, one thing that you're regretting all the time is, Ya Allah, I have so much of time in the world, I did not make zikr. If you regret, it's too late. Regret. Oh my servants, you remember me in your healthy days, I'll remember me in your sickness. Allah Ta'ala said, Hadith al-Qudsiya. Oh my Banda, oh my slave, you remember me in your wealthy days and healthy days, I will remember me in your sickness. But you'll find that in the wealthy and healthy days, no one remembers Allah. Only when you get sick, then you remember Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, if you remember in your healthy and wealthy days, I will remember you all the time. Allah Ta'ala said, if you remember me in the time you are very rich, I will remember you in your poverty. When people, very rich a person is, that person forgets Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, you remember in your rich days. What does it mean you remember in rich days? Following every command of Allah Ta'ala, remembering him, then say, I will remember in your days of poverty. Allah must not give us that poverty. Just to tell you Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, if there's no one to remember you, then I will remember in the world, then I will remember in the qabr. I will remember you in the qabr. You know, just imagine that at that time you know what the qabr is. You know what the qabr is. So that's how it is. That at that time you come to realize what is the qabr. So Allah Ta'ala says that remember me in those days, those conditions, and I will remember you now. The feeling, the most important thing is that ihsas must come into making a zikr of Allah. Why is it we are relaxed? You find people making zikr for some time and it fades away. What's the reason for that? What's the reason that, you know, even the Shaykh will prescribe for us a certain mamulat to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala? You make a zikr for a few days, a few months, and you fade away. What's the reason for that? The reason is because you haven't got a love. Everything you have to love. Once you continue making zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time, and you follow every command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then you find that you'll always be making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Always be. Do not become careless. People become careless. You find that one thing, this, the soul only lives with the zikr. This love, the whole, this whole universe exists on zikr of Allah. If not one person's soul is in this world, it will end of the world. Who don't make zikr of Allah. In other words, every moment this, in this world is existing because of the zikr of Allah. And we and all, you are also existing because of zikr of Allah. So how important it is that one has to make zikr of Allah at all times to become one. But today we neglectful. Neglectful. We don't make zikr. I mean, the feeling of zikr must come into us, and the only way it can come into us is to make sure that to bring the life back into us. Some people, they read nafil namaz continuously, that's also zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Some people read Quran Sharif all the time, that's also zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr Ta'ala in every way. But all the zikr that you can make, but the most important zikr is Maqmin Salat al-Zikr. After the salada, they zikr. Many people make zikr, there is so much of, there is so much of zikr they make, they do sharif, everything. But the first and fundamental thing is, for this, the salada, they zikr. When you're making salah, it's for my remembrance. Who is doing that today? Allah says in the Quran, after the salada, they zikr, you're making salah for my remembrance. Did you come in a more masjid with that intent and remember Allah? Allah is giving us the remedy if we want to carry on with it. He said, you come in the masjid, aqim salat, establish salah for my remembrance. No other remembrance. Leave everything out. We're not supposed to talk about business also. If you talk about business in the masjid, you will know there will be no barakah at all. Your purpose to come in this dunya is in the masjid to bring about the remembrance of akhirah. Remembrance of akhirah. That's what Allah says, aqim salat al-dikr. Likewise, also the another zikr of going for hajj also. Those are all zikr which are made, you are supposed to go, fasting, everything, qurbani, everything. That all zikr of Allah Ta'ala which one has to do. But all that, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, zikran kathira. With that Allah Ta'ala says, zikran kathira, make a lot of zikr. Make a lot of zikr. When you're driving the car, instead of driving that, like doing nothing, make a zikr of Allah. Continue making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You do not know why you're making zikr for one person, you know, he while driving car, he did 1,000 times, la ilaha illallah. Sometimes a person we zikr Allah Ta'ala so much that, you know, he doesn't count, he just continues to make zikr Allah. So what is happening by doing that, that's most important. It's bringing about a condition in you that become observant, Allah is looking at you. The purpose for making zikr Allah Ta'ala is bringing about observant, Allah is looking at you, you won't commit one guna also. You won't commit one sin, you feel shy. If by a woman passing by to you, do like, if you haven't seen that, it's like a wall going past. It's like a wall going past. This condition must come at night when you're supposed to make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then you go to sleep. Come here, person, you go to sleep making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. I can only tell you one thing, every, most of the people today, when they sleep with a cell phone. They sleep with a cell phone. Sleep with shaitan and wake up with shaitan. So what benefit you going to get out of it? And you'll be surprised, no one, I was very impressed with my mother, phoned me up and told me, I was shocked when she told me, Mona, I don't know why my son don't want to use a cell phone, please tell him his cell phone. I told him, you know what you're asking for? You're asking for jahannam. Can ask you people before then you give a sign like this. You don't know what you're doing. You must kiss the child's forehead. You won't get a child like that. Actually, he told me that, you know, I want my child to use a cell phone. I said, what are you talking? You know what you're talking? There's no such thing as made. Lot of sugar to Allah. Make lot of sugar to Allah. And those who got stabbed, you know, or drugged in this thing, I made dua, Allah take it out of them. Lord, make lot of dua. You do not know what it is. It's gone to that extent that this cell phone has broken people's hearts. It has brought that condition that no such a respect for mothers and fathers. It's gone to that extent. If you take a cell phone from the person, he throws a tantrum. A small child. A small child. Do you know where he's leading to? Do you know where he's leading to? Before things get worse, try to somewhat be. Give him something else to do, but do not give that to him. Cheating, stealing, telling lies, and all the rubbish that he's seeing there in that tender age, what's going to go into his mind? What is going to go into his mind? This is exactly what he's going to tell. And disrespect for parents, disrespect for reading namaz, reading everything in the Quran, but he's doing that. So that kind of person, when he makes zikr of Allah, because the fathers are not sitting down to make zikr, then how the children? I tell the father straight, you've got a small child at home, you make zikr, that child makes zikr with you too. The mother will read namaz, they make zikr also, the children make zikr also. But the mothers are taking the cell phone too, they sleep with the cell phone, they wake up with the cell phone. You do not know how much of harm is causing. One side you're doing so much of good work, you're doing Quran, you're doing everything. Do you see, did you hear anyone, a woman saying, I'm prepared to divorce my husband with a cell phone? It's not a small thing. You come to realize as time goes by, Allah Almighty, Father, you don't know what that big fitna is. Big fitna is. Girls and boys. And most sad, more hard, more sad is, I'm telling everyone who's becoming half of the Quran, please don't go near the cell phone because you'll forget the Quran. You won't have the time to read the Quran Sharif. It's not a small thing. You won't have time for it. How hard you work. How hard you work for what? You won't have time to do salah. People come and I will give you any time here that Nabi Karim said that people time will come when people in a mosque will snap with music. The music are on. What kind of phone is he supposed to break that phone down? Throw it down, you must get hurt. What is happening? Same people are now looking, you sit them and sit in the back and looking at all the rubbish. Namaste. Whatever Nabi Karim says. Because of lack of zikr. Zikr is very important. Zikr at all times. When you drive in a car by making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you don't know how much what is happening. First of all, you got him with you. You wake up in the morning, wherever you're going, you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you're not alone, who you are with Allah Ta'ala. So these things have to be very important for people of lives. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says to this man, that if you come near me, I come to you. First guruni, you remember me, I remember you. That's how it is. If you remember, if you take me close to you, I'll take close to you. If you keep away power from me, I'll keep you far away. So we must always learn this method, how to bring our children towards Allah Ta'ala. First, we must become close. Everything that you are doing, the child is watching you. You must not think the child is not watching you. Everything that you're doing, you are fighting with the wife will fight your husband, everything is noticing. Zikr is something which Allah Ta'ala says, first Guru, remember, to mujhe yaad karo, continuously making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Come to the masjid, three people are talking in the masjid. Very fortunate that person who sat in the masjid may zikr of Allah. Because the more zikr of Allah is preparing for a very great ibadat, and there is salah. We haven't got time for that too. Right to the mosque, the person comes, he's still got his cell phone on. He's speaking, where you saw that? Suppose he's coming to pray. Prepare your mind. Allah Ta'ala has given the four sunnahs before Farz Namaz to prepare that for the very great salah, that's Farz. Now you just come and leave anyhow your sunnah, then what can Farz make to? Zikr and fikr. Zikr and? There's two things that always come in our hearts. And you see, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will barakat. Barakat is zakah. Do it for 40 days. But why are we not following the mamulat? You find that person did for one year, he didn't miss one salah, two, didn't miss one takbir ula, two. After that, he fades away, Mawlana. After he fades away. That's why, you know, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That istiqama is right to the time of passing away. Your action will be taken at the ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا means that you must remain in that condition till you leave this world. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then inshallah you see that نَزَلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. When you're passing away, then a malaika will welcome you. Kudatriya Allah sabku nasib. Allah ta'ala amal kani tawfiq. Wa akhi ta'ala alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. Allahumma inna la'atiqika wa syukrika wa khasnika. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana fi umuri kulli awatina. Allahumma nas'aluka ridhaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik. Wa sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam.